In a new record few are proud of, 1,193 vehicles were set on fire across France on New Year's Eve. The cars weren't torched in the heavily guarded cities, but in their suburbs, where unemployment and poverty rates skyrocket and resentment towards a repressive police presence ritually explodes.
Il n'y a pas eu d'évolution notable.
There hasn't been a notable change in these numbers, which means we need to mobilize around this issue more than before.
Some of the violence can be explained as score settling among rival gangs. Others are committing insurance fraud. But the majority of burnings can be explained as a form of open rebellion. Well-planned and highly anticipated, New Year's Eve is a significant release valve for poor suburban youths who are defying their widespread harassment and dead-end futures.
It's against repression by the police, but also by society. Urban society has become more aggressive recently, and the only response these youth have to such violence is more violence. But it's really a call for help and a sign of their suffering. These youth are saying, "We are here, don't forget us."
While not a single car was burned in Paris, its suburban region of Saint-Saint-Denis led the nation in torchings. Heavily Muslim and just as heavily impoverished, the area has 75% the population of Paris, but Paris is protected by five times as many police officers.
What we need is attention throughout the year to address our serious social issues. We need to show suburban youth that they have the same chances to succeed as others in France, the same access to jobs and housing.
While New Year's Eve gets most of the attention, 40,000 cars are burned in France annually, proof that, for many, alienation and anger are year-round. What many suburban residents find most appalling is the normalization and acceptance of such violence. It seems that France's poorest areas must be forced to endure not only police oppression and societal indifference, but they must also be forced to watch helplessly as their neighborhood burns. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, the Parisian suburb of Saint-Denis.